More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who always shoots first, Mr. Richard Avery.
You make me laugh. I was going to say, Mo, I am your father.
Oh, mine's far more creative. So,
what are we talking about today, Mo?
We're talking about Star Wars. Woo! Like everybody else, we're jumping on the Star Wars bandwagon.
Well, it's more like the land speeder.
The land speeder.
Yeah, Star Wars land
speeder. Now
I'm going to be throwing Star Wars zingers all.
Is this all day long? Julie Land.
If we're going to talk Star Wars, everything has to be Star Wars related.
Well, we're going to go ahead and throw in our guest here since he has been here before. He's a friend of the show. Crow Garrett, how are you today?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. So it is time for Star Wars.
Star Wars.
It is coming very, very soon. We've been hearing about the new Star Wars movie for what feels like a lifetime. It's been going on now for years. We've been hearing about
it. Has it really been that long?
It feels like it.
I know. All I can say, and we said it earlier, but I am so excited for this. I actually haven't been to the movies in over 10 years. It might get me to the movies.
Now, what theater do you want to go see it in?
Now, I do not want to see it in IMAX. I don't want to see it in 3D bullshit. I just want to see it in regular, good old-fashioned movie theater.
No, I think the premiere of the original was at Grauman's at the Chinese.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because they had the feet in the one of them at least was. But I think it's at they're going to do it at the El Capitan since it's a Disney theater. So I'm wondering, I've never been there before.
Well, the Grauman's has the IMAX theater, which is what J.J. Abrams filmed it in. Mm-hmm. And I believe there are only two theaters in the Los Angeles area. I think one might be in Pasadena. Where it's in the format of what J.J. Abrams filmed.
He filmed it in IMAX, though?
He filmed it in IMAX.
Do you know if it's going to be in 3D?
I don't know. But the Grauman's Chinese Theater or the TCL Chinese Theater, whatever.
Well, I grew up with called the Man's Chinese Theater.
Yeah, it's called the Man's. We're calling it the Man's. Yeah. But the Man's Chinese Theater, that's right. Empowering.
Right, I hear you.
They have the laser screen IMAX stuff that's amazing.
So well, I haven't been to the movies in so long. I know that they don't even use film anymore. It's been that long.
But, you know, actually in this one, he did more than what Lucas did in the previous three.
Right.
He actually used, they actually shot some film stock because they were going very traditional because he's still one of the ones that is into shooting film.
I did read that he did shoot film.
So
did shoot the whole thing on film.
They could have. Yeah. And so they used a lot more practical props, right. A lot more, less special effects, less everything being CG, and which I admire. And when I first saw the trailer when it came out, and this has now been 9 months ago, 8 months ago. I mean, for me, it was, you could feel that realism. You could feel something different. It was very distant. You know, when the previous three movies, it was like, you're all excited. And then it was kind of like, well, okay. Okay, sure. Why not? This came out and it was boner inducing. This is Star Wars. We're going. I can't wait.
It looked bigger.
Oh, it did.
Because you could tell in Lucas's last three that it was all you could just tell looking at it was shot on a fucking green screen. I mean, it seems like they shot the whole movies in a fucking garage somewhere on green screen and just did everything digitally. He was like, I remember at the time he was all talking about this is state of the art, we could do it all digitally now. And it's like, just because you can do it digitally doesn't mean you have to fucking do it digitally. And and it lacked soul.
I think what really got a lot of the fans on the side of J.J. Abrams and everybody else with Disney is the fact that when the first preview came out, we saw BB-8 for the first time rolling through the desert and thinking, oh, that's cool CGI, whatever. But then at the D23 convention down in Anaheim, Bob Iger says, all right, we want to introduce you to BB-8. Here he comes. Little ball rolling around. Yeah. Amazing technology.
Yeah.
I played with a toy one at up in San Francisco at the Verizon store or Sprint store or something. We walked by and I saw it in the thing. And it's a little remote control thing. It buzzes around. Yeah, the little head stays on it. I'm like, oh, I must have this. Yeah. And the woman is really trying to sell me on it. I think she was looking for people my age. The guy's going, yes, this will be fun to play with it. Cat with, you know, it's like attack the pets and the kids.
What does it do? Nothing.
What's the point of it? I don't care. You can do it. You can control it with your phone. Fuck yeah, I can.
Do you remember? Star Wars. Do you remember the first time you saw the first Star Wars movie? Episode 4. 1977. I saw it in 1977. When do you got? did you guys see it?
I was born in 76, and I don't recall seeing the first one first.
Right.
I recall Empire.
Okay.
Like Empire stands in my head, and then Jedi. Jedi was
so
my...
So you saw, like, episode 5 and 6, and then had to go
back.
Yeah,
no, and I think... but I don't... I may have seen it, but it didn't resonate as well, as because when I once I hit... Because I was born in 76. Once I hit 83, when Jedi came out, you know, age 7 and 8, that's prime demographic. They're right. Like, what? Look at that.
Right.
You know? So I know I went back, and also this is pre even really VHS, you know, doing much. It was like, yeah, we didn't run back to the theater and see stuff. It was right. Like, you know.
No, exactly.
So I think it was later. How about you?
I'm a little ashamed to say I was born in 85. So all the movies came out.
I'm ashamed for you
before.
As well.
Yeah. They all came out before I was born. So I saw them on VHS. My sister showed them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Remember
that's so
that
sad.
Box set. Yeah. I remember that box set that came out. Well, they've come out with a bunch of them, but that thing was expensive. Yeah. It was like $100 for VHS.
I had the DVD box set. At one point,
I haven't even had that. A friend of ours has the Blu-ray or whatever, and we borrowed that. But I've seen you can still get the VHS tapes at like Goodwill.
Oh, wow.
And so it's like you go through. Yeah, they have. You want actually
you paid
okay?
Like $100 for this.
Yeah, exactly. On a side note, if you want to go and like stock up your VHS library, seriously, go to Goodwill's, because I've seen in the case like sealed up still price tag of $15-$20 on it. Like on the shelves, it's like video stores donated. Everybody right. donated. Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go back to VHS, bitches.
I mean, VHS yeah. has a great like, lifespan on it.
Well,
to DVD.
I don't know about that.
Now, did you go see, if you saw it originally on VHS, so in the 90s before the new movies came out, so it would have been 96?
I wonder if that's, if you saw them when they were like redone with all the, when,
well, yeah,
when he updated the effects and
yeah,
shit?
It was like 96, 97, because I saw it in Seattle. I saw it at the Cinerama in Seattle, one of them, so it was the giant curved screen where they still had the original curved screen, where they reissued them. Now, did you go to the theaters and see the reissue?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I saw those. I
so
saw
at least you
one,
see
two,
it on the
three.
Big screen.
Yeah.
You have seen them all on the big screen?
Yes. I've taken the time to at least go okay. see them all on the big screen to get the full effect of what.
Did you guys get tickets for this one yet?
Nope.
You can't get tickets.
Really?
I've lost a bet. I've tried to get tickets for the Chinese theater to be able to see it. And
sold out?
I bet a buddy of mine like $100 or so that I would get tickets within that first, like I think till January 19th or so. All sold out.
No, like so, like the whole first.
Yeah, I couldn't even like it, my phone just started like trying to figure out. We can send you to this place, maybe, right. Which is like
he's going to the Pacoima 6.
Yeah, it's like 3 states away. And I have to, like...
We have mono.
I'm probably gonna download the torrent and just walk off the cam. Sorry.
No, I saw somebody. Somebody sent me a meme the other day of a guy. It was holding a stack of Star Wars tickets, and you could clearly see that. And it said this guy spent $2,100 so that he could watch it by himself. And
no
every,
way.
Every ticket in one of the theaters. I was like. And I was going back and forth with this person going, you know, I mean, could you imagine doing that? And you go, okay, a couple grand. That's really not, in the scheme of things, not that much money.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to go to a nice theater and, you know, buy out a 500-seat thing and have like 20 of your friends together, each pitch in a couple $100, your 20 friends can sit right. there and watch it. And that would be fun. That'd
I wouldn't
be
surprised if people will do that.
Especially if you had, no, if you were balling, you'd be taking out like the Chinese and going, nope, just me. It's all mine. Fuck all y'all.
No, I know. Well, exactly. But I can't imagine. I actually wouldn't want to see it by myself. Like, I'd want that energy of the crowd going crazy.
You would not want to see it yourself, by yourself.
No.
You are the most social person I know. You're a social butterfly.
I just like that. I mean, can you imagine that part? Like, you just know when it goes dark, the scene goes, the theater goes dark. And all of a sudden, that music kicks in, and you see the words. You know, it's
Lucasfilm.
Oh, yeah. No, it's gonna say "Galaxy Far, Far Away." Yeah. Like, the whole thing, and the Rebel forces. And you're just gonna see people are just gonna wet their pants. It's gonna be.
I was one of the people that, and somebody else,
because that's what, like the beginning of number episode when Lucas brought him back, episode one, right? Mm-hmm. And you see that everybody gets all excited, and then it was just a
it was
after that. Like that was the best part of those three movies was
by the
intro.
Jar Jar Binks shows up. Yeah, he's like, what?
Exactly.
No.
I used to think that the 20th Century Fox, the intro thing, was automatically, I always thought that was the beginning of Star Wars. That was always whenever that, because it would play so often, and that was one of my favorite movies. That whenever I'd hear that, I'd automatically assume, "Ooh, are we watching Jedi? Are we watching?" You know? No, we're not. It was like whatever we recorded off the television. Actually, I had a recorded version of it from when they used to play movies on TV, like NBC or whatever, and where we had done it, where we did the pause, wait for the commercial, so we could have this really good cut version of it. Okay. And so we had that, and I wore that thing out.
I couldn't even scare you more crazier than that.
He's splicing the 8mm.
And worse than that. Okay, in 77 when it came out, around that time, probably end of 77, 78 or whatever, back in those days, they didn't release, we didn't have VHS just yet and Betamax just yet. You didn't have that just yet, right? The first thing they released was, and then they released, of course, the soundtrack. And of course, we ran and bought the soundtrack because you wanted to hear that music all day, every day. But they released the movie on an album, just the audio. So you bought the movie album, and it was, you would listen to it like a,
just you would just sit and
listen to the movie on your turntable.
We're watching a black screen.
Because they didn't have all that other stuff yet. And then I laugh at like how, I mean, that movie, Star Wars, I always say there's so many things that came off of Star Wars, you know, that's not only the technology of special effects and motion control cameras started with those movies. Like, that's honestly where I think
Sound.
Yeah. I think Lucas made all his money, not really off of ticket sales, but off all the technologies and the patents that he probably made. Sure. And one of the things I think that movie changed was the whole thing of action figures and toys and the marketing of crap. Yeah. Because before that, before Star Wars, you didn't have that. You didn't, you know, you had minor amount for Planet of the Apes and minor amount for a James Bond movie. You had some cards or whatever. But when Star Wars came along and everyone had action figures and everyone had the models and this, that, it went crazy. And I'm sure his licensings were just...
Well, that's what they're saying, is that the licensing alone on this movie is going to eclipse the movie. Like,
probably.
And having it, this is a summer movie. When it comes down to it, Star Wars is a summer movie. But the fact that they are releasing it just before Christmas is genius. The amount of shit they're going to sell is just mind-boggling.
And I also think, do you guys think, like, I honestly think if it's really good, which I say it's going to be, but like, do you think they could also get nominated for an Academy Award? Why not? For Best Picture. Yeah.
Avatar won.
Oh, that's right, huh? I mean, that was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think a sci-fi movie could win. I think this is, I don't know. I don't know if this is an Oscar contender, though. This might be a little too...
A performance, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there could be, depending on what they do. I mean, when it comes down to it, the Oscars aren't known for being what, you know, the biggest box office or what the people like to go see the most. It's, you know, they have a different standard, but...
So let's talk about what we were talking about earlier, and which I mentioned was, I think that Luke Skywalker is a bad guy.
No spoilers none of us have seen the movie. We're all basing off of guesses. We didn't read the coloring book that supposedly gave some sort of clue away that I have. Did you?
There's a coloring book?
Where
can I get this?
Rumor has it there's a coloring book out there that accidentally lets out a pretty big spoiler. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, Disney. So, Disney,
yeah,
you
it's
failed.
Like, oops. Okay, I like the Luke Skywalker is.
I think he is. I think he goes to the dark side and he's the bad boy because he's trying to avenge his daddy or whatever. He goes crazy because they all do. They all lose their, you know, they lose themselves. And
but it's J.J. Abrams and he normally does things with the twist.
Mm-hmm. Totally, but...
if there's no time travel in this movie, it's not really J.J. Abrams.
If there's not a kid shooting an 8mm camera.
Exactly. Let's go with everything he does has time travel.
And there must have some sort of light flare.
Now, are we excited to see the original characters? Is that a part of the draw?
An old Han Solo?
Yeah, Han Solo. I mean, yeah. Chewbacca, you know, the whole... I mean, is that part of what is going to be so much better about these movies than the previous three? Is because we recognize these characters?
Yeah, I'm excited.
I can't wait to see Han Solo because I just want him to sit there and just be like... You know, Chewbacca, give me my Metamucil.
I just want Carrie Fisher to go off on some rant. Like, just be some menopausal.
She's nuts to begin with.
She is absolutely nuts.
God, did you see her the other night on Jimmy Kimmel? Oh my God.
No.
She is just whacked.
No, she's,
I thought her mom was whacked. Like, she's nuts.
She's nuts. She was on 30 Rock. I remember her playing some babbling weirdo on 30 Rock. And it's her. It's who she plays.
Wasn't there like an HBO documentary on her that it was like going into her like drug life of everything that she did after she became famous.
I wouldn't be surprised about that, but every celebrity in the 70s did that.
That's
and
true.
The 80s and the 90s. We all did that. What am I saying?
Mark Hamill became the Joker.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the whole thing is then you look at what everybody did. Harrison Ford arguably came out of this
the best.
Top. Yeah, mm-hmm. He beat everybody out. You know, I mean, Carrie Fisher did some stuff, but never, she's always been known as Star Wars. Name another character that she played that's not Princess Leia. Mark Hamill's the same way.
I hate to say this.
The voiceover stuff is where he has done very well.
I'm sorry, I would say that Star Wars isn't even Mark Hamill's best movie, because his best movie, and by far is one of the greatest movies ever made on the history of mankind.
Here it comes.
Corvette Summer. I love that movie.
Do you have that movie poster like hanging in your closet somewhere?
No, but I do have. I've had it on DVD.
Corvette.
For have you ever
Summer.
Seen it with Annie Potts? Oh, it's the greatest movie ever made. Ever made.
Crow,
well,
have you heard
right
of this
right
movie?
Right next to Varsity Blues and Bring It On.
I have.
Varsity Blues ranks up as your
top five.
Okay, I know. So we each went for the opposite.
The cheerleader movie?
Yeah, it's awesome. Missy's the Pooh. Take a whiff.
Okay, let's go back to Star Wars. Okay, I had this question, and I was thinking about this the other day. There was, I guess, some joke that they were going to throw in somewhere in Star Wars that Jar Jar Binks' skeleton's going to be out in the desert somewhere. You know, there's,
that
you know,
would be great.
But the question is did he get a fair shot?
No, it'd be, you know, it'd be better if they did. Was like Jar Jar Binks like walks on like into a scene, and he's just like, "You missing me or whatever?" Like, and then just Chewbacca just turns around and just shoots him in the head, caps his ass right there, like kind of like right out of The Wire. Like he just sits there and goes, "Motherfucker, piss like a bitch, bam, right in the head, out." And the audience would just go crazy.
Okay, do you think he got a fair shot though? Let's go with the character was obnoxious,
annoying, but stupid.
But I think it's the combination of. This character didn't sink those movies. Those movies were bad.
Yeah.
And he just happened to be a bad character in those movies. If the movies would have been good, would we have given him more of a pass?
Yeah.
Because this is like, I feel bad for the guy that did the voice of Jar Jar Binks, because he is the joke of all sci-fi. I mean, it's like...
those movies were so bad, though, and I've only watched each one once.
Same here.
I wouldn't even waste my time watching them again.
I wouldn't bother.
And he's going to go like, I watched him five times.
I liked him. Yeah. I enjoyed him.
Well, I have to say that like Jar Jar Binks is the reason why if I had a choice between light side or dark side, I would totally go for the dark side. Because they made Jar Jar Binks a politician.
That's true.
There is something stupid going on there that the light side made Jar Jar Binks a politician.
Now,
maybe that's what they reveal in this movie. Luke goes to the dark side because he met Jar Jar Binks. What? Said like, I can't deal with this shit. I'm going to go join the dark side.
Now, where was it? There was something about E.T. and being involved and about E.T. being a Jedi.
Yeah.
Because E.T., there's a couple of the E.T. looking guys that play politicians in the newer movies. And I guess it's R2-D2 toy or something shows up in E.T. There's some sort of these crossovers.
Since it's all part of that Lucas franchise, there is an actual screenshot of like that big Imperial
crowd, like the
room thing with the little platforms that kind of float down so you can be the speaker at the moment. But somewhere in there are E.T. looking creatures.
Well, I wouldn't know that because I've never seen the movie E.T.
You've never seen E.T. That is frightening.
Nope. And like I've never seen Titanic either, so don't even go there.
Okay, that one I'll give you.
Titanic I'll give you. We'll never let go of that. Somebody sent me this. Here it is. Yes. Okay. So it was, sorry, hold on 1 second. Sorry, guys. Somebody sent me this because they knew that I would love this. But it is a whole theory that E.T. is a Jedi.
Oh,
so
who cares?
It is, number one, Yoda is a well-known figure in the Senate chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, E.T. creatures exist in Star Wars and can be seen in the Senate chamber. It's reasonable to assume that they know Yoda. Number three, some E.T. creatures come to Earth. One of them meets a young boy. That young boy plays with Star Wars figures, which is kind of weird. Number five, E.T. meets a kid dressed as Yoda at Halloween and recognizes him. Number six, it's reasonable to assume that E.T. can make bikes and toys fly by using the Force, which must mean he's a fucking Jedi. I was like, so the people who put this shit together, somebody goes through and goes, oh, I noticed a coincidence here. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Then the people who put together a meme and point it all out and pull screen grabs and do the whole thing.
Those are people are what we call losers.
Well, no,
they're awesome because they made my day.
No, but Lucas has like a history of that, of like in the the Indiana Jones franchise, there's a bunch of references to Star Wars in there too, like common names that they use, like Akbar Bar or Akbar Lounge or so, and then there's Admiral Akbar. So George Lucas has a whole history of putting all that,
the whole history of ruining his movies. Jokes. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fan of his.
Okay, so
So I got a question for you guys. So if you had a lightsaber, what color would it be?
I'm going purple. Yeah. That thing was badass.
I'm going green.
Yeah.
I'm going fuchsia.
I just
periwinkle.
I always just wondered, like, the whole lightsaber thing, like, why they can't invent one of those.
Well, you know, everybody, I love this. People were calling out the new lightsaber that has the, I don't know what part of the sword you call that, the base of the sword, where it has the two smaller that are sticking out. Well, that wouldn't work. That would burn him. I'm like, okay, we're talking about a fucking ray of light coming out of a thing that cuts people.
Does a laser emit heat?
I'm assuming so, yeah. But you go through and go, okay, well, why is those only going out really short? Well, why is the only other one only going out 3 feet? I mean, it's like, why are we?
But you do notice the guy was wearing a glove.
Why was he wearing a glove? Yeah. Hmm. But if you get into the animated stuff, they actually do make references to that, like the new Star Wars Rebel show on Disney Channel.
Do you watch all that other stuff? I do. I cannot watch. It's like the movies and nothing. I don't care about all the comics. I don't care about those. Cartoons.
Was it Clone Wars? Is that the cartoon?
No. Well, there is Clone Wars. This one's like Rebel Alliance or something like that. I can't remember the name. But in one of the episodes, like Jedi Master teaching young new Padawan or so, like hands him a lightsaber, and then like kid turns it on, thing shoots out like 7 or 8 feet or so, however long the thing is, and then he says like, "Oh, on the bottom of it, you can also like."
Oh, adjust it. You oh, can that's adjust interesting.
It to your leg.
Well, I mean, come on. If they can make a fucking smartphone, I'm sure they make a smart lightsaber. You know, hold on. It's like I'm about to shoot. Oh, wait, shit! I got a message. Hold on a second. Like, you know, text coming in on my lightsaber.
I was watching TV and I saw the commercial for and I don't play the game, but for Battlefront. Mm. And I was watching it and I was thinking about it because the effects are so good. I mean, it is mind-boggling how good it is. And I looked back and was just thinking about how when Star Wars first came out, this video game probably made more money than when Star Wars originally first came out.
Yeah.
And the special effects are 1,000 times better than that movie could have even have dreamed of being. Who would have thought when these guys were on set in 1975, 76, at some point in time, there's going to be a thing called a video game. You know, you play at the arcades, that's going to make this look nothing.
You made me, when I asked the question, I'm sure it's on Wikipedia, but like how much the original Star Wars budget was, the first one. What do you think they spent on
that? Guess what we can do?
Because we'll I kind of want
our fine sponsor, IMDb or Wikipedia or somebody.
Try to wiki. That probably wiki would say that more than IMDb. But I'm just kind of curious, like what they probably spent on that movie compared to like what they made off. Like we spent, you know, $5 million and we made $5 billion off of this shit. Do you guys own any Star Wars toys or any of that stuff? I have Star Wars Legos.
Heads off my old ones.
I have Star Wars Legos.
You have Star Wars Legos?
Yeah.
I used to have a bunch of like Star Wars toys as a kid, but
did you? Nothing now?
Lost them all.
Really?
Oh. So let's.
I wish I would have held on.
We're going to go through and Legos. Do some numbers here, people.
Go ahead.
No. Let's. I know the numbers, but go ahead and throw it.
Want me to guess?
Yeah, give a guess of because he's over here looking over my shoulder. The budget for the original Star Wars.
I'm going to say. I want to say in between 4 and 5 million.
Production budget original was $11 million. Damn. You could not do the catering on the new movies for $11 million.
I bet you Harrison Ford rate for the new one was like probably $50 million.
So 3 years later, Star Wars did well, so they gave them a budget of what to do Empire?
I'd say 20.
23.
Okay.
So Empire did pretty well, and you think, well, they doubled the budget last time, maybe they'll do that again. No, they only gave them 32. So
like basically a 50% markup for each one.
Now, here's the funny part though, is episode one, The Phantom Menace, cost $115 million to make in 1999, which is well more than all three of the previous movies combined. And it couldn't even touch those movies as in quality or anything. It's like, where'd that $115 million go, Mr. Lucas?
Big giant green screens.
Yeah, yes, you know, exactly. It's, you know how much green paint they had to use?
A lot of green
the walls. It's like, but like that's...
You could have gotten that leotard exactly. From one person, but George Lucas is like, no, paint him. No,
exactly. Paint him. I want everybody.
No, I was thinking about this the other day because I did rewatch the trailer again, and I came up with, you know, the music for the Star Wars movies and in many other movies, especially from the 80s, 70s, 80s, it was all about the theme song. You have, you know, Indiana Jones has mm-hmm. a theme song. Luke Skywalker has a theme song. So watching it again, going through and going, oh, look, it's their theme song. We don't have that anymore. In today's thing is go tell me a movie where there's a theme song for somebody that's a recognizable, besides James Bond.
I was just saying, for a franchise, there really isn't. And the ultimate one, I think, is the James Bond theme. Everybody yes. knows that. Whatever, you know. But I think Star Wars is probably in the top three easily.
I'm going most Superman. Recognizable.
No.
I wouldn't. Really? The original Superman movies was a huge theme song.
No, I'd say Star Wars.
No,
is
I'm not
that.
Saying eclipsing, but go through and tell me what the theme song for the Avengers is.
Oh, I don't know, and I don't
Could
care.
You tell me if there was music in the Avengers?
I would have to say that Pixar actually does in something with theme songs or so, because there's always that song that you can relate to one Pixar movie. It right. doesn't matter what it is. Like the movie Up, you hear that one little
You're going
to
hate
thing.
Me. I've never seen a Pixar movie.
Well, no, but go through and go, you have that, but something that goes Face through probably. A series of movies that where they can use the same song and right. people yeah. grasp it. When Indiana Jones and the theme music comes up, you know something's about to happen, you know.
That's the one thing I got to give to George Lucas. He knew how to market. He knew the best.
Yeah, like, he's a producer.
And it gets people excited. Yeah. That music still to this day is going to, people are going to go nuts in that theater.
What are you guys looking forward to most in this new movie? What do you really just can't wait to see?
Or the blowjob that I'm going to get when Alex Chance gets bored and decides to do something else.
Play with your lightsaber.
Slave Princess Leia. No, that's not happening.
Oh, come on. Carrie Fisher dressed up as like... Okay, I wouldn't be surprised. I bet you that bitch would do it. I bet you she would still to this day walk out and go, yeah, it's what you got. You boys want this now?
The 70-year-old version.
Why did... You know, that would have been... If she would have shown up and done that at Comic-Con or something, it would have made a huge statement for women. It yeah. would have said, no, this is life. This is what real women look like. And it would have been
nobody
awesome.
What are you guys looking forward to? Is it a bad guy? Is it a lightsaber fight? Is it
nope,
some
it's the
a
overall,
character?
It's the overall. I want that nostalgic. I want to go in and feel.
And
like
you really
I'm,
want it to be great, though. You,
yes. Like, oh yeah, yeah. I want this to be. I
if
want,
it's bad, what,
I want to go
happens?
In and be 8 years old again. I want to go in and have that feeling. That's what I'm wanting out.
What
of
happens movie. If this movie's bad?
I'll move on and go, okay, great. So was Transformers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and everything else that is Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Every other fucking piece of shit movie that has come out and trampled all over. Ghostbusters, which isn't even out yet that I know they're going to fuck up, you know? Yeah. yeah.
I think they're going to fuck it up?
I think they're going to do a good job with Ghostbusters. I totally do.
Oh, I got an idea. Let's bring in girls. Girls are funny. Let's do that. No.
No, I bet you'll be good.
He's got Bill Murray's approval.
Yep. And he's
That's
in it.
That's all I need.
Did they pay him money? He's in it. Of course he's going to say yes.
Does he need the money, though?
No. He probably says he's in it because he goes, like, you know, how many days? 3 days of work? Yeah, I'll do that. For how much? $2 million? Cool, I'll be there.
Well, I thought Mark Hamill, he came out and said something because people keep asking him about Star Wars. And he actually pointed it out that he goes, if I say anything, I don't get money.
Smart move.
He goes, no, my thing is if I say something to you guys, it's not that I want to keep, I don't get paid.
Yeah.
I was like, there's a motive right there.
There's clauses in their contracts.
It's like, how much are you getting paid, Mark? $20 million for this? Okay, tell you what. The Inquirer's willing to pay you $25 million for you to leak what Star Wars is about.
So are you curious to find... There's nothing that you're really... Nope. Like, you don't want to find out why there's a black Jedi? You don't want to find out any of that stuff?
Nope. I want the whole package. I'm looking forward to the whole package, not specific
and you,
anything.
Anything you're looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
Just like Mo.
Yeah. No, I'm
are you nervous about, like, say, since you can't get any tickets, are you going to be bummed that it comes out and then for that day and the weekend, it's just all the spoiler alerts are going to come out? Is it going to bother you that you're going to find out that Luke is really gay and living in West Hollywood and has a boyfriend named Kylo? And
I look at it and go, I don't think it's going to be that difficult to actually get tickets. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be difficult to get into premium theaters. You're not getting into the Chinese. Yeah. You're not getting into the Al Capitan. Oh. Maybe not Arclight, but you'll get tickets. There's tickets out there. They cannot sell out.
They should probably show 24 hours a day.
I have no problem just turning off Facebook. and just saying,
oh, yeah, and Twitter, Facebook, yeah.
We're done. See, I'll probably go to a Wikipedia page and read the whole story. I do that all the time.
I do it like with Gotham because I follow the Gotham thing, their tweets.
Show. Can we great talk show. About how great that Gotham show. Is?
We'll come back to this. Okay. We'll have to do another episode and we'll get into geek so stuff.
Excited. Okay. Let's talk about that.
But I follow their Twitter and they go through and they'll be the East Coast feed. They'll be talking about what's going on in the East Coast feed. And I'm like, ignore. And that's what I have to do to avoid spoilers.
You're just going to try to. I'm just like one of those people that, like, it's not going to ruin the movie experience for me if I find out what's going to happen. You know, like, I think I was talking to somebody last week about, I don't even know what it was. I was downloading, stealing, I should say, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. And I said to my friend, like, what happens? And he goes, oh, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Just tell me. I don't care. Just tell me what happens and I'll watch it anyway.
Scientology takes over.
When it says Rogue Nation, that's
I said it out. I thought, this is recorded. Never mind. Apologize.
I thought Rogue Nation was Scientology.
Oh, all of a sudden, my site is going to go dark because Scientologists are coming after me. I apologize, guys. I've done the test before. I did okay.
You do know I'm a Scientologist.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Are you a Scientologist?
Wow.
And you actually got me.
He actually thought that was a possibility.
The amount
of drugs that I do.
I have to go.
Now, you mentioned that you're a Lego person.
Yes.
Since
I was a kid.
Are you going to or have you purchased any licensed product for Star Wars for the new movies?
For the new movies, no. I have not even seen anything. Is stuff out yet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Target and someplace else had like Star Wars Day where they released all the new products.
I have not. So no, but I probably.
No Death Star? No.
No, I've always wanted that like $300, $400 Death Star thing, but I've never.
I'm still trying to get the Batmobile. I know. $200. That thing's.
I definitely, if I have some money to spare and feel like giving myself a Christmas present, I might buy something. I love Legos. I've always loved Legos since they were invented.
I mean, buy it, I'll help you build it.
No way.
Crow, have you purchased any licensed product yet? Any T-shirts, hats?
No, but I went to one of the Disney stores and they're like jam packed full of just Star Wars in the corner of the building. And the one thing that I noticed. Every single box has that new, what's his name, Kallo, or the guy with the evil lightsaber.
Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker. He's on the face of every single box, and that stood out to me of like, is this the first time that we've ever actually just celebrated a
hero
villain before he even came out to the world?
And when you say came out of the closet?
It is Luke Skywalker, lives in West Hollywood.
Now, you mentioned Disney, and you're a huge Disney.
Huge Disney.
Are you looking forward to whatever they're going to put together for California Adventure or whatever they're doing down there to create a new Star Wars land? Are you looking forward to that?
They are doing that, aren't they?
Yeah.
They already started some stuff, and they've just redone all the Space Mountain. And Space Mountain is now Star Wars themed, so it's called Hyperspace Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Best ride I've ever been on.
Really?
I loved
Space Mountain.
No, Space Mountain was great. This is absolutely fantastic. Why is
it better? No, it's the same track, different.
It's the exact same track. It has new projection screens where basically as you're traveling through space, like the old Space Mountain, now you're actually battling.
Oh, okay.
You have things flying towards you and shooting you with lasers and stuff as you're trying to like dodge your way out of it and everything. It's got a storyline. It's fantastic. It looks amazing, and I love it.
Wow.
Now, I wonder if Star Tours is now a hot commodity to go to again.
What's Star Tours?
Star Tours. They also
re-updated that one,
too. In Tomorrowland,
yeah. It's got some new footage.
Star Tours was just kind of like, I mean, it was a throwaway. It was one step away from being Captain EO.
Captain EO.
But you go in, it's one of the motion sensor ride, you know, you're looking out. And it was kind of a throwaway thing at Disneyland at a point. Now, it's probably the line out the door. What do you want to go on, this or, you know, the Haunted Mansion?
I haven't been to Disneyland in like 20 years, so I don't know.
Right now, the Haunted Mansion is decorated for The Nightmare Before Christmas, so.
Well.
Let's just capitalize on everything.
Yes, exactly. Well, Crow, thank you so much for coming out and talking Star Wars with us.
I missed you guys.
And maybe we'll go see the movie and hold hands and get giddy. Go watch it with Mark Hamill in West Hollywood. So, Crow, where can your followers, my followers, our followers, all our friends and listeners find you out there on the interwebs?
Oh, Twitter, Instagram, you can find me, Crow Garrett, C-R-O-W-G-A-R-R-E-T-T.
No blogs? Do you have your own podcast?
I'm bored. I should get a podcast.
You should. We're giving them away. Come on down to Julie Land. Everybody gets a podcast.
I have an idea, but I'll talk to you guys after the show.
Look at that pitching. It is Hollywood. Mr. Avery, anything to plug? Anything to pitch out there?
May the force be with you.
You already used that one, but I'll take it. I'd like to
my young Padawan.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Star Wars, for
George Lucas.
George Lucas.
And Jar Jar Binks.
Disney, everyone, for throwing together the show. We really appreciate it. My name is Mo Reese. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. And check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.